A biodiesel roundtable. Hello, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Yesterday at the Nashville Auto Diesel College, Senator Lamar Alexander brought together several business and industry leaders to talk about biodiesel.
Most people don't know what biodiesel is. I think if you stopped them on the street out here in Nashville and say, what is biodiesel, most people wouldn't know. I mean, they wouldn't know that it's something you make from soybean oil and vegetable oil, and it can be mixed with diesel fuel, and that you could just put it in your tank just like you did regular diesel fuel. So number one is education. Number two is testing to make sure there are no unintended consequences from the use of it.
Senator Alexander, who chairs the Senate Subcommittee on Energy, says just like the way the auto industry concentrated in Tennessee over the last quarter century, he, along with many others, believes Tennessee can lead the biodiesel industry as well.
While it's growing very rapidly, there's six times as much biodiesel being produced today as 3 years ago. It's still a very small part of the total amount. Yet I still think Tennessee has a good chance to be the center of biodiesel production and technology in the United States.
Now, this panel discussion included testimony from farmers like Hickman County's Danny Rochelle, who serves as vice president of the Tennessee Farm Bureau, and obviously he and other soybean producers would like to see more vehicles running on alternative fuels.
What we're doing here today is key to the development. It's important that we get government to use these alternative fuels first, our city governments, our county, our state, and our federal fleets. We need to be leading the way getting these fuels into those fleets.
For the same reason the auto industry came to Tennessee, we're smack in the middle of the U.S. transportation market. We could be the leader in biodiesel because so many big trucks have to come through Tennessee and users of diesel fuel.
A lot of growing interest these days from the city and the farm for biofuels. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.